was in the hospital from shortly after 11 with a family member at Exon Emergency waiting to be admitted to the hospital, and around 12:30 there was three police officers in uniform came immediately into the Exon Emergency seeking a named person, and clearly he was in Exon Emergency, and then within a period of about 10 minutes there was four other officers came into the corridor adjacent to Exon Emergency, clearly with the full gear on them, riot gear, shields at the ready. So it was shocking, first of all, and one can imagine for one to come across this in your own area where you live in the state, you would be alarmed and certainly shocked at it. But they find it in the corridors of your local hospital. It is most difficult to comprehend. But subsequently, I did learn, you know, you can imagine Alton Galvin Hospital is a huge piece of estate with a number of wards there, and there was an incident in one of the wards, presumably with a patient who was behaving in quite an aggressive manner. The staff felt that he had a weapon, possibly a knife. He had thrown a fire extinguisher at some of the nursing staff, and given those circumstances, for the fear and safety, not just only of the staff, but clearly for patients who are ill and in bed, it was necessary to inform the police. And clearly they felt in those circumstances, if somebody's there with a weapon, then they need to be prepared as well for that.